Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to do page Kuf Chaf. This is Simin Shin Yud Aleph. We'll try to finish up Si'if Aleph as well as do Si'if Beis and perhaps Si'if Gimel as well. So we are holding on the second line of page Kuf Chaf. V'im hayu sakin takua me'erv Shabbos b'chavis. If you had a knife that was wedged into a barrel already on Erev Shabbos, mutar lotzio lachnisa, you could take out the knife and put it back in. Shareinu miskavin lahosif, because you have no intention of adding to the opening and the hole that's in the barrel that was created by that knife already on Erev Shabbos. V'davka, says Rama, v'davka shotzio gamkin pamachas mivod yom. But that's only provided that you had taken it out at least once before Shabbos. Avlim lotzio mivod yom aser bat. If you had wedged the knife into the barrel before Shabbos, but you had never pulled it out, then it's also to pull it out the first time on Shabbos to have a psik resha, it's also neck of a Pesach Chavis, because that's a psik resha that you're going to be making a hole in the barrel. Kalisha Nisroah, Mutal Litol Mimenu Cheres, Ailel Shin Chesiv Memdalev. If you have a kli that falls to pieces, whether you're allowed to take a piece of pottery, so that you got to go back to Simon Shin Chesiv Memdalev to find out what the halacha is there. So let's take a look in the Mishnah Brura now. Sif Katan Yud Aleph, I believe, is where we are up to. Yeah, Sif Katan Yud Aleph. Takua, Hainu Shaya Takua Bechozek, Valideo Tosav Achnasasu Psikreshu Sheis Rachev Hanekev. Now we're talking about it's really stuck in well, so when you pull it out and stick it back in, it's for sure going to widen the hole. Afilu Achi, Kivin Dekri Suru Rachmi Drabanan. But still, the primary Yisra here is only Drabanan, there's no Binyan Astira Bekalim. So Svirle Deshari, Kivin Shayna Miskavin Lazes. So the assumption is that it's Mutter, since that's not your Kavana. Vidas Rama Lachlokalov. But Rama really wants to disagree. Then no, it's only going to be mutter if you had already taken it out at least once before Shabbos. Because that already widened it a little bit. So then it's not going to be a psik resha anymore that you're widening the hole. But if you had not taken it out, then it's going to be also, because that taki is a psik resha. Even though it's a Pesach that's not meant to have things go in and out of, and therefore it's only Nisra Drabanan. That's what we learned yesterday, that only a Pesach that's made to take for intake and outtake, only that would be a Nisra Daraisa. If it's made for one and not the other, it's only a Nisra Drabanan. But Sfirle, the Psikresha Asr Af B'milsa Drabanan. Whoa! He holds, the Rama holds, that a Psikresha is going to be Asr even on a Drabanan. So very, very broad rule that sneaks in over here about all of Hilcha Shabbos, that a Psikresha on a Drabanan, according to the Rama, is going to be Asir. That if you have a wall that's where it's Mechuber Lekarka, then even the Mechaber would agree you're not allowed to take out a knife that was stabbed into the wall from Erev Shabbos. Or any permanent structure, if it's a barrel that holds more than 40 saw, we said already that as a din of a permanent structure. Because in that case, forget about Makah Bepatish, if it's on the wall of a house where you're making a hole, that's going to be a told of Bona. That's going to be a different Malacha Daraisa. So then even if you're not even Kavana to do it, it's Psikresha on a Daraisa. So that even the Mechaber is going to agree is going to be Asir. Wow, so Mikradin, they paskin that a Psikresha is going to be Asir even on a Drabanan. So you want to argue that when you walk by a motion sensor and it turns on the lights in your neighbor's driveway as you walk by on the sidewalk, that but those lights are not incandescent bulbs, they're LEDs or whatever, so it's only a Drabanan and it's only a Psik Resha, but a Psik Resha on a Drabanan is Asir. You're not allowed to do a Psik Resha on a Drabanan according to all of these poskim, except for the Mechaber, meaning the Rama, and all these poskim say Psik Resha on a Drabanan is Asir. Now the Dirshui points out that later on, Shinta Zayin Sifkat Nei, we're going to say that B'makom Tsar, for example, on a cold day, a bird came into the window, and you're allowed to close the window on a cold day, even though it's going to be trapping the bird, because that's a Psik Resha Delo Nichle on a Malacha Drabanan. Now, when you have a Psik Resha Delo Nichle on a Trey Drabanan, the Sharatzion is going to say in Simon Shinta Zayin, it's going to be Mutter. So Psik Resha on a Drabanan, and apparently even a Psik Resha Delo Nichle on a Drabanan might be problematic, but a Psik Resha on a Trey Drabanan is going to be Mutter. And we call Makom Hachem Tzadin Over here, there's another tzad to be makel about pulling the knife out of the wall, even though it's making a hole and it might be a psikresha, but it's a melach shein tzricha legufa because you don't need the hole at all. V'garim isharis drabanan dasreich hashu psikresha, and it's therefore on a lower level than other isurim drabanan which are aser psikresha kivshu gamkein makalkel, because this is makalkel as well. V'gamu kolachriyad, and also it's kolachriyad. Mele nasagum because alideo tzasasakin shemisrachi vaguma. Just sort of happens automatically that the hole is going to be made in the wall as you pull the knife out. Just like we discussed about pulling the radish out of the ground. But the minig is to aser it because it looks like you're making a hole in the wall. And even though the Taz also wants to be makel when it comes to pulling the knife out of a wall, but he says he has a hard time arguing on the Shemus Hadash and the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, who are all machmir about that. And plus, it's another reason to be machmir is that who says that it's lo nichale? Maybe you taka do want the hole to be bigger so you could stick the knife back in. But when it comes to a barrel, the ikar isu rak midrabanan, where it's a kli, so the whole isu is only drabanan. There's no binyan bekelim. So then we could be make like the sheet of the mechaber, kivin shem neskavin lahosif hanekev, since you're not really intending to broaden the hole. Afilu eichas lo tzi me'ala mitchila, even not like the Rama, even if you never took it out on erev Shabbos, you could be somich on the sheet of the mechaber when there's a need to do so. The Mishaburus of Katan Yud Beis, those in Nekev of Pesach, Rotzal Omer, the Aftim of Orbisif Yud Beis, Decha Shah Sakano Yitachu B'davar Talish Mutulos Yibashabas B'chol Gavni, even though we say in Sif Yud Beis that when the knife is stuck into that which is detached from the ground, you're allowed to pull it out on Shabbos no matter what, to lo Shayach Shamishim Bona, because it's not going to be Bona, HaChashayin Yidiyesh B'mishim Asakin Pischa. But over here it's worse, because over here you're being Masakin Pesach, you're making a nice Pesach, so that's Makab B'patish. And even though it's not meant to take it for intake and outtake, but nevertheless it's still going to be asr midrabanan. Okay, sif base. Hayabad nekev v'nistam. If there was a hole and it got closed up, so you have a barrel. The barrel had a hole in it, and the hole was closed up. So if the hole was on the bottom of the barrel, where the shmarim, the sediment, and the stuff that's in the barrel is there, asr l'paschal. You're not allowed to reopen that hole. Because if it's in the bottom of the barrel and the barrel is withstanding the pressure and the weight of that wine, that means that it's totally closed. That means it's like a brand new barrel that's totally closed, and you puncturing a hole is like making a brand new hole. But if there was a hole that was patched up on the top of the barrel, where atop the water line of the barrel, so then mutal pascho, then you're allowed to reopen it because it's considered to be something that is already open. Nekev v'nistam says Mishmura filo also makom makom abarzah stam of asob makom acher v'atarotzal paschu. Even if there used to be a spout in that spot and it's just been patched up, but if it's patched up so well that it's at the bottom of the barrel and it's not giving way, then you're not allowed to open it up. V'chashuk b'seich mechadosh v'alkein asol asol sham afilu nekev katon shein asol lachzon lehotzi al yado. And therefore, you can't even make a small nekev over there. Mutar l'pascho. But we said if it's on the top of the barrel, then you're allowed to open it up. Afilu nekev gadol, even a large nekev. Dos astima lo chashav stima klal, because that stima is not called a stima at all. So this was the shaila of Moshe as in a tshuva about the old-fashioned milk cartons, right? So how do you view that? It was open originally, that's how they filled it with milk, and then they glued the top shut, and then you're supposed to fold it out, right? Like they have the school milk still have like that probably. So do you say, oh, it's at the top of a barrel, and therefore it's not meant to be super strong, so you could reopen it because it's not meant to be super strong? So Rav Moshe says, no, these things get shipped, and when they're shipped, they could be thrown around upside down. They're meant to not leak, even when they are handling the full weight of the contents of the item. And therefore, I think Rav Moshe says you're not allowed to open those on Shabbos. Certainly not in a way that you're making a nice hole. You'd have to destroy it. Siv Gimel, but Makom Nekev Yashan, Nok V'Nafilu B'Makadech Pirush Klimi Yuchal Linkov, where you had an old hole, you're allowed to drill through. Kigon Shenishpra Barza, like if the spout broke. V'Yesham Doshay Linkov Nekev Yashan El B'Chavish Al Cheres Shein Astimu Mudekas Yafen. Some say that that's only if it's made out of pottery, where the patch that closes it is not really well attached. Avol B'Chavish Al Eitz, but a wooden barrel Shemahat Kima Oda Eitz Shesos Mba Nekev, where it's really well attached, the patchwork that closes that nekev, v'chodchim rosho al dasha lo lo'otzio, v'adai nira shezeh nekev chadosh v'asur. In that case, it's for sure going to be like a new nekev, and it's going to be asur. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, sifkatan tezayin, b'makom nekev yashon, bein sha nekev ahu ha'yagadol ha'katan, whether the old hole was large or small, v'vachli archivi yosir mashay mitchili, you just can't make it bigger right now when you drill through it. Nokvam fil makdeach, even with a drill, you could, not an electric drill, but with a drill bit, you can go right through it. Because it's not called a real stima since it's above the water line. I don't know what that means exactly. And therefore, you can, whatever they close the glass kli with, you could break it open. So this probably relates to like the kids' box drinks, you know, that the foil thing to just break through. The nekev was there. It was then filled in with this patchwork thing. It's above the stima line, so maybe you'd be able to patch it through. But the problem is that that it's probably made to be strong enough to withstand the full weight of everything. So you have the same problem Rav Moshe pointed out. Habarza, naka davar ahovev, hu adin amaya nekev makom acher shenistam. We said it's where the spout was, but it doesn't have to have been where the spout was, wherever the nekev is. V'yeshom delo shari, zui das a kolbo. This Yesh Omrim is the opinion of the kolbo, that on a cheres, it's going to be mutter, but if it's a chavis made out of wood, it's aser. Vayin b'Eli Rabbi shekos of the shar poskim pligi alza. The Eli Rabbi says all the other poskim disagree. Pasuk kamosim, and he paskins like all the other poskim. V'chein pasuk menach l'svi, aval primogadim v'chayi adam, mashmad yesh lachosh lachmir k'das Yesh Omrim. But primogadim v'chayi adam seem like you have to be machmir like this Yesh Omrim. So to review what we learned today, if you have a knife that was stuck into a barrel on Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to take it out and put it back in. But the Rama says that's only if it was already pulled out once at least on Erev Shabbos, but not if it wasn't. So that's Machlokas, Mechaber, and the Rama. And along the way, the Mishnah Berurah told us that according to many, many poskim, including the Rama, Psik Reishei on a Drabanan is going to be Aser. Maybe even a Psik Reishei Deloni Chalei on a Drabanan is going to be Aser. But on a double Drabanan is going to be Mutter. And then in Sif Beis, we said that if you had a hole that got closed up, so it all depends if it was below the waterline or above the waterline. Below the waterline, you're not allowed to open up because that's poseach mechadash. Above the waterline, you're allowed to open it up. And then in Siv Gimel, we said that if there's an old hole, you're allowed to even drill through it. According to the first opinion, according to the second opinion, that's only by a cheres, by a barrel made out of cheres, but not by a barrel made out of wood. Okay, Baruch Hashem, probably same time, same place tomorrow. See if im dalet hey vav and Zion, it looks like, or part of Zion at least. Okay, everyone have a wonderful evening.